this month is recognized as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Annette, what is WAVE doing to highlight this?
We're encouraging everyone to be wearing teal, maybe get your coworkers involved and take a picture, tag WAVE, and then you can hashtag it SAAM for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and just encourage everyone to get out there and show that we are supporting victims together and that sexual violence isn't tolerated in Petersburg.
And you've mentioned some ways that people can further this discussion and talk about how to talk about this topic in good ways.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be having a community cafe, which is kind of just an open discussion to the community, and that will be April 24th. The location is to be determined. I'm trying to nail that down today, but it will be 6:30 to 8, and just encouraging people to talk about consent openly and make sure that you know what consent means, just expressing consent in everyday ways, like, you know, as a parent, you can ask your child if it's okay to give them a hug rather than just giving them a hug. And then showing, even with your partner, you know, even if you've been married for 20 years, just making sure that you ask and say, can I have a kiss, you know, instead of coming home and just giving them a kiss. Those little steps just all model consent, and we can do that throughout everyday life. So.
Okay. It's good to hear that that discussion will include the adult population, I think, because there is a lot that's aimed at kids in town already, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ellie, maybe you could cover a little bit of that. There's a couple programs for running for kids, and what other work is done for the youth in town?
Yeah, we have Girls on the Run and Let Me Run finished an elementary school program in the fall, and we are currently in the middle school Let Me Run program. That's just for boys. And currently doing Girls on the Run for elementary school girls, and they'll all be ending on the same time, April 28th, with a 5K. But it's not just focused on running. It's I'm very new to it myself, but it's very much about just learning to be a good person and starting at an early age and hopefully raising people that when they're my age, they'll be spreading it to more kids and have a future generation where maybe violence is a little less common.
And maybe it can be talked about a little bit easier, though, too.
It's a
difficult topic to talk, to bring forward, right?
Yeah, we're definitely, it's pretty cool with seeing the elementary school and also a middle school side of things where you, with both ages, you're really kind of learning how to just talk about anything, talk about emotions and talk about difficult stuff with your peers and with coaches. And I think that's a really important lesson to learn.
And I think maybe the Me Too movement has played a role in social media and getting this started, but there it's good to hear that there's next steps of face-to-face because so much today is on social media and it's kind of a quick interaction and goes in one ear, out the other ear, and you're on to the next thing.
Yeah, I definitely feel, well, I'm just started working at WAVE, but I feel very passionate about Sexual Assault Awareness Month this year because I think there's this momentum all throughout the world of people speaking up and coming forward. And as huge as that is, living in a little island town in Alaska, you can still distance yourself from this very real worldwide problem. And I'd love to, you know, bring it to people's doorsteps and heighten the awareness and also the support levels of Petersburg.
Annette, what else would you like to highlight for this campaign?
I think the theme for this year is pretty awesome. It's Your Voice Has Power, and that's for victims using their voice and then also just people being good bystanders. So you can, if you see something, you can find a way to intervene and maybe prevent a sexual assault from happening. You can use your power to stop that kind of locker room talk that people joke about and just say that's not okay. And so I think that's an awesome movement to support.
I think that is huge because it's so easy to know, like, oh, I myself do not do these things, but how often do we hear something and just not say anything? And wouldn't it be cool if everybody really started taking the initiative to be like, oh, that's not okay?
So we are challenging, you know, businesses to participate as well, see if they can do window displays all in teal, just kind of showing support. I'm hoping that all of Petersburg is just going to be painted teal by the end of April. It could be great.
Okay. I almost wore teal. This is close, but not quite.
I think there's varying shades that all kind of fit under the umbrella. I think we're all wearing different
different shades.
Yeah.
Got my nails painted. Yeah.